Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, es gibt es Perik Zayin Mishnah Dalid. Hamadir es ist doi, shaloi seilech lebeis avia. And like in the two previous Mishnahs, what happened is she's the one that actually made the nether, that she won't go to her father's home. He doesn't have a power to make a nether she shouldn't go to her father's home. She makes the nether, and he doesn't exercise his option to stop the nether. He says, okay, you wanted to get yourself in trouble, stay in trouble. So a mother is ishtoy shalei seilech lebeisavi. It's as if he made the nether, even though she really did it, but he allows the nether to go into place that she can't go to her father's house. Zakta Mishnah bizman shehu, meaning her father's house. Is ima be'ir, it's with her in the city. So she would often visit her father's house. So now it's going to be a tremendous and difficult change in lifestyle. Bechlal, it makes things so uncomfortable. Why aren't you visiting me? What happened? So chaydish echad, if this is set up that it's going to last 1 month, nu yekayim. The marriage will stay. But shnayim, if it's more than 1 month, yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. You should have been made for this nether. Ubezman shehu bi'ir acheres, continues the Mishnah. But if her father's house is in a different city, where she wasn't so accustomed to go visit him anyway all the time, so it depends what her nether was. If her nether was regal echot for one yomtiv, yekayim. But if her nether was shloisha for three yomim tovim, and he allowed the nether to fall into place by not being made for the nether or by being mekayim the nether, then yoytzi v'yitin ksuba, she leaves right away and he has to give her ksuba. Now, if you were paying close attention, you would be asking a shaila. First, you're telling me that if it's only one yom tov, she can't go to her father's house, nishgeferlich. Is mashma two, if it were two yomim tovim, that is geferlich, that is bad. Then she has a right to say, I want out of this marriage, if you didn't have any rachmanis on. But then you're telling me, she couldn't go for three yomim tovim, that's when yoytzi v'yitin ksuba, that's mashma two yomim tovim, we could still tolerate. So what's the din by two? So therefore explains about Tanura, the Gemara explains the Mishnah this way. We're talking about two separate cases over here. In the first case, we're talking about an Eishes Yisrael, a wife of a Yisrael. We remember, we're a little bit quicker to say he can divorce her because worse comes to worse, he can take her back. So if he allowed her to stay with an Eder that prevented her from going to her father more than one Yom Tif, the din is Yoytzi V'yitin Ksuba. The second part is talking about an Eishes Kayan. Here we have to be more careful. Because like we explained in the previous Mishnayos, it's the point of no return. He can't take her back. A Kayan cannot marry a Grusha, even his own Grusha. So then we would say only if it was 3 months. And this would be consistent with the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who holds there's a difference in Eishes Yisrael and Eishes Kayan. There's another pshat in the Gemara, that when we say even for 2 months, he has to give her a ksuba. That's a woman that we see, she's so anxious to go to her father's house. So why did she make the nether? At that moment, she was upset. A lot of times we do things when we're upset that we have charata. But the husband could have helped her and he didn't. So if you know how anxious your wife is to go to her father's house and you let the nether stay by not being made for it, so even for a second yom tif, it would have to be yoytzi v'yitin ksuba. The second part of the Mishnah is talking about a woman, she's not so anxious to go to her father's house. So Mimela, we say, okay, two yom tovim we can still tolerate. It's the third that would go over the limit. You can see the Melecha Shloim over here discusses this teretz in the Gemara. One more thing. Really, a husband can't be made for any kind of a neder. Again, we're going to see more about this in Masechtas Nedarim. There are certain types of Nedarim where if the wife makes a neder, the husband can stop it. And generally, it would be a neder of inui nefesh, which is causing discomfort to herself, or things that affect the marriage in different ways. So she says she's not eating peiros like we had beforehand, or she's not going to wear perfume. That we understand. But really, she's not going to her father's house. Who says he has a right to be made for such a nether anyway? So there are different shitas over here. Some say, no, it does affect the marriage. It is called something of inu nefesh, is causing her pain. She said it at the moment, she was angry. Afterwards, it causes her distress. Some say, it's not really that type of a neder. No, I say, so we're back to the kasha. So what right does he have to be made for the neder anyway, if this isn't called a neder of inui nefesh? If he has no right to be made for the neder, so there's no taina on him. She got herself into trouble here. It's not his fault. So the Tosfos Yom Tov brings over here that the way she said it is as follows. She said, if I go to my father's house, then certain things are going to become usher to me automatically. And those certain things do affect the marriage. In any event, so what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learned if she makes a neder to go to her father's house, and her father's house is in the city, her husband doesn't do a single thing to try to help her. He's not made for the neder. So if her father's house is in the city, if the neder was only for 1 month, Yekayim, if it goes into a second month, the din is she can demand a get if she wants, and he has to give her her ksuba. If her father's house is in a different city anyway, so Memela, she's not always there. There are long durations of time that she doesn't go. So then the din is like this. If she misses one Yom Tov, that's still Yekayim. He should stay in the marriage. But if the neder was for 3 Yamim Tovim, then Yoytzi v'Yitin Ksuba. We explained that according to one Shan in the Gemara, the Mishnah means to say, if she's an Eishes Yisrael, so we say, even for 2 Yom Tovim, that's too much. She's an Eishes Kayim, we'll say 3 months. According to a different Shan in the Gemara, if she's very anxious to go to her father's house, then more than one Yom Tov is intolerable. If not, then up to 3 months. But once again, the Mishnah is hammering the point home. If you can help someone and you don't, that is a terrible expression of hatred towards someone. More so even than getting angry and losing it for the moment, which you're not supposed to do either. But that's easier to ask mechila for and to recover from.